This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Bomberito will sponsor this segment. We appreciate them being a part of the program. Go to bomberito.com for more information. Some great deals out there. 20 new car locations, 9 pre-owned car locations. The Bomberito Automotive Family. We're joined now by Martin Kilcoyne, who has booked Bill McDermott. And I think if Bill's driving by, you know, OB's, a couple of large sausages.
Yeah, he's probably had breakfast there. And yeah. By breakfast, we mean Bloody Mary to celebrate the American win over the English.
Yes. Yeah, Bloody Marys.
You could actually, because you like to have a vodka in the morning.
Yeah.
Or you've been known to do that on accident.
What are those called again?
Like a sparkling, like a spritzer kind of?
People just turning in. I thought it was a Starbucks, you know, breakfast drink, and it was actually alcohol. That's why I slurred a couple of words in that opening monologue that week.
Yeah, it was the 14-lap monologue. And another thing. Pot plows you down. But the Bloody Mary is a drink that people prefer in the morning.
After a...
It could be a big hangover
cure. It's a brunch drink, yeah.
It's a brunch drink.
That's Tabasco?
Since Frank has now stumbled into Bloody Mary knowledge, and we know he likes the occasional vodka before the monologue, this is the perfect drink.
Bush made fun of me last night again. He walked into the big news area where I said the Bloody Mary line the night before, and he says, "You know what I had the other day? A glass of white wine. Has anybody ever had white wine?"
Hey, Frank, how about a martini tonight?
How about a mimosa?
To Frank's credit, I think on Bobby Bonilla Day, you spent a little more time talking about Bruce Sutter.
Oh, my God.
And that is now getting some play because the writer in Atlanta for The Athletic basically said, hey, you're all making fun of Bobby Bonilla. The Sutter deal is arguably worse.
It is worse.
It is worse because, and this is what I said the other day, at that time, what does a top player get? Like $1 million a year.
Yeah.
Ish. And they signed him to a six-year deal for $9 million. Okay, so you're the Atlanta Braves. You owe Bruce Sutter $9 million. That's what you agreed to. Instead, they gave him $750,000 a year. So not quite what he was worth, right? About half. In return, he got $1.12 million for 30 years. What kind of deal is... Who was the accountant for Ted Turner that said we could pay him $9 million or let's stretch it out, but we'll owe him $30 million? He's getting paid for 2 more years. Bruce Sutter, who's got to be pushing 70 at this point, closing in or mid
hasn't
to late.
Hasn't thrown a ball since 86.
Since the mid to late 80s.
And remember how bad he was at the end in Atlanta because his arm was shot?
He's getting 1.12. It's a minimum. It has to do with interest rates.
This
and such.
Says Sutter retired 4 years into a 6-year deal with the Braves. But as Lewis, an accountant or whatever, explained, Sutter still received his money because Atlanta agreed to pay the $9.1 million in full when the contract was agreed to. So the $750,000 Sutter was paid each season were interest payments of about 8% on his contract. Adding those payments of $750,000 during his playing career and the $1.12 million that followed are only interest payments, meaning in 2022, the Braves will still owe Sutter the $9.1 million that he deferred.
Oh. Wow.
Un-freaking believable.
Who owns the Braves now? Can you imagine just having to write Bruce Sutter $9 million check?
Yeah. Ronald Acuna Jr., right. Bruce Sutter.
the guy that does all the... paperwork, like, okay, Freeman, he's got something coming up. We got to get him paid, and let's see here. Oh, yeah, the vendors haven't been paid for last month's beer
Josh
supply.
Josh Donaldson, Dallas Keuchel, yeah, they're great.
Hey, who's this Sutter guy? Who that?
He's 66.
I owe him $9 million? What was his name? What did he do?
That'd be like Channel 5 if we're still writing checks to Karen Foss and Stan Stovall and then Mike Bush. And
now, Karen Foss, maybe. Yeah. It might still be.
By the way, the greatest contract in the history of local television. I don't know the exact numbers, but she had a deal where she was off 1 week per month.
Wow. I'd like
that. Can you imagine that? Gosh. That's good work if you can
No,
find
she
it.
She was the queen at the time.
Oh, she was the reason.
She was royalty and had a schedule that backed it up.
Imagine if you're Sutter, because I'm sure... fans now will go up to him and say, man, don't you wish you were pitching now with all the money that relievers and pitchers are making? And you're like, well, you know, getting paid more for not doing anything than I was as a player.
Right now,
or do you hate the fact this is publicized because you've been telling your kids for a few years, hey, listen, I haven't pitched in 30 years. Get off my ass. You know, I can't help you out. Your friend is saying, I got this proposal. Hey, I wish I could help you, but boy, I haven't pitched in years. And now it's public. And everybody's like, hey, Bruce, you know, you've been looking great lately, and I got some ideas. Although his family, I'm sure, knows. But
he had, in 89, a severely torn, I mean severely torn rotator. And he told me once a few years back, I said, well, what if you get out of the mound, what could you throw? He goes, I couldn't throw a ball 10 feet. Can you imagine a guy who used to tame the greatest hitters of all time, and now he can't throw a ball 10 feet? And he's only 66. So you'll be better than Bruce Sutter as a pitcher when you're 66.
Isn't that hard to believe? So there'll be a point. What about right now? I got to wait till I'm 66? All right, before Mr. Soccer arrives, how about Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
All right, wins don't matter anymore for pitchers, correct? That's what we're told. But if I told you before last night's start, Jack Flaherty's career win-loss is 12-16.
Wow.
We were throwing it around the office and just guessing. And everybody guessed over 500. What is he, 15-10? What is he, 14-13? 12-16 win-loss record heading into last night's game.
And so he got the loss last night.
He did not. Gallegos got the loss, but still, he wasn't very good. And I know I'm not going to pick his start apart. He was obviously, he said, with a heavy heart, close friends with Tyler Skaggs, so we'll give that one a pass. But just in general,
12-16,
isn't that, even though wins supposedly don't matter for pitchers, I think they still are pretty telling. That's pretty telling about his career so far.
We thought he was going to be the next Bob Gibson, and his record is closer to Bob Sykes, who I believe is 3 games under .500. Oh, that's unbelievable.
All right, number two, change the Cardinals. If you had a magic wand, what would you do?
Okay, well,
how different can they be? Well, I guess with some realistic limitations.
Okay. I would, first of all, play Jose every day in right. I'd play Jairo Munoz every day, whether it's center or at third base. And then I would put together a package deal to change the clubhouse and get Madison Bumgarner in the starting rotation. Those would be the three things I'd do on a regular basis.
I agree. I think Jairo has done nothing but hit. He's like Jose. Every time he plays, gets a big hit. I think Jairo plays every day. Jose plays every day. I love the Matt Carpenter IL stint that went from being sick to being injured. And he even said, I think he said he was laying around because he was sick and then the back bothered him. The timing is good because, like the Fowler injury last year, remember? You didn't know what to do with Fowler and then he got injured. It decided itself. Doesn't this kind of open the window? Not that Carpenter's going to be riding the bench, but maybe moving forward, he's not guaranteed a spot every day in the lineup. Do you think Schilt is thinking that way? That maybe Matt Carpenter is not somebody I just pencil in every single day moving forward?
Yeah. I
don't know if he's thinking that way. I think he should be.
Yeah, he's certainly not saying it in public, but you know he has to be thinking, you know, if we have a right-handed hitter and we have a left-handed hitter, they can each play third base. So maybe we have Carp play third base against right-handers, and then against lefties, Jairo plays third. And then when you have to play Carpenter third, you play Jairo in center.
And we like Edmund a little bit. Mix him in. I think the days of Matt Carpenter being guaranteed a top-of-the-lineup spot every single game, I think that should be put on hold right now.
What about Harrison Bader now batting .203 with a .321 on base? Wow.
And I think they would have argued, well, he may not be a great hitter, but he's going to make up for it with defense. I don't think the plus-minus has been there, where there's been so many outstanding plays defensively that you can justify the bad bat. All right, Frank, what's the percentage? Chuck Marlowe still wins his bet. Remember, he said either 6-3 or 7-2 on this road trip. They are 1-3 on this road trip. He needs a 5-game winning streak to take my $10. What's the percentage?
I like your chances. I'd say
zero.
Yeah, there's no chance. And I win five in a row.
All right. What did you think? This is number four of the tea sipping celebration by Alex Morgan.
I admire it. It was creative. And I like the fact that right in the middle of this highly pressurized World Cup game, she has the presence of mind, because you know she probably thought about it before. It wasn't spur of the moment. So I admire the fact.
I thought it was creative.
She thought about it. Yeah.
This team, there's no doubt, has a little bit of swagger, has rubbed some people the wrong way. But the Brits can be a little arrogant at times, if I'm not mistaken. So Piers Morgan calling her out. First of all, I forgot about Piers Morgan until he got in the middle of this. And I said last night, I think I'll take Alex Morgan over Piers Morgan. Frank, if you're hanging out for the day, do you want Piers Morgan or Alex Morgan?
Oh, definitely Alex. Yeah.
All right, number five, and I'm not being mean, but true or false, you forgot that Brett Cecil was on the team. Jim Hayes wished him happy birthday the other day, which was very nice.
Is he traveling?
No, I think he just gave him a birthday shout-out.
Okay.
And I looked and I said, oh, my God, I totally forgot about it.
Wow.
Isn't that, and what's he making, $7.5
million? $30.5 million contract.
So Bruce Sutter is contributing as much to the Braves this year as Cecil is to the Cardinals. So actually, Sutter's a better value. Sutter's a better value.
Yeah.
All right, five for Frank each day, 11 o'clock hour, brought to you by Greenville University. You can go to greenville.edu for more information.
First of all, back to some previous things at 10 o'clock. The trade has been officially vetoed, correct?
Yes.
Okay, someone just texting in. So that trade will not go through. Do you want to sum this up for our audience? Because it really involves some serious issues.
Okay, Paul Goldschmidt, McNeil from the Mets, Ozuna, the star closer for Houston, and Giles, the closer for Toronto. All those players going for...
So those are some pretty good pieces.
Jose Ramirez, who's the 330th best player in baseball. He was good last year, but slumped at the end of the year, continuing that slump. And also you have Austin Meadows, who hasn't had a home run in a month, and coming off an injury and now is in his slump style. So you got two guys slumping.
So this was a trade that Joe Pelosi tried to help out Tim, and it has officially been vetoed by eight members of the organization.
It has been vetoed. Blouses win.
To be fair, producer Joe may have been in his sambas doing a nutmeg or a bicycle kick. He may have been a little more locked in on his soccer love than his baseball love.
Martin, with his two Oldies. Bits of knowledge of soccer.
Well,
there.
Somebody's in the room right now, so I thought I might drop a little left flank knowledge. Hey, I don't know. After what I saw yesterday, Rapinoe's going to have to fight her way back into the lineup. I like the substitution there. And
nice knowledge.
Yeah, well, our middle backs have got to step it up. There's no doubt.
All right, let's talk some soccer with Bill McDermott when we come back.